This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Quintessence explores the idea of home this weekend in Albuquerque. Artistic director Matthew Greer leads the 34-member chorus in A Sense of Place, music by John Corigliano, Stephen Paulus, Palestrina, and others. Saturday night at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church and Sunday afternoon at St. John's United Methodist Church. And Matthew Greer is with us this morning. Matt, John Corigliano wrote a very successful opera, The Ghosts of Versailles, but frankly, I did not think of him as a choral composer.
He's written a fair bit of choral music. He's written across all genres. He's written chamber music. He's written symphonic music. And this piece is very early in his career. He wrote it when he was 21.
Wow.
Yeah. It's about a 20-minute setting of the Dylan Thomas poem Fern Hill that he responded to as a young man, and he fell in love with Thomas's poetry and wanted to set. So he did so for chorus, mezzo-soprano solo, and small chamber orchestra.
And when you told me about this, I went back and reread Fern Hill. It is great.
Yes, it's a beautiful poem.
You're also doing a set of songs called Mesa Songs.
Right.
A Southwest composer.
Exactly, yeah. Judith Cloud, who's a contemporary composer, she teaches at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. And these are a set of pieces about the Southwestern landscape, and they're wonderfully evocative.
What were you looking for when you put this program together?
Honestly, the anchor of the program was Corigliano's Fern Hill, which I wanted to do for years. So with that as an idea, I started to think about this idea of a sense of place, of how important landscapes and places are to us throughout our lives. And I tried to find other pieces on that theme, of which there are a lot.
Spanning the centuries as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a small set on the program that are a couple of pieces about the idea of exile, about being away from the place where you want to be. And the first of those is by Palestrina, the great Renaissance composer, a setting of Psalm 137, which is the great psalm of the Babylonian exile.
Also, a very early piece of music from America.
Correct. Yeah, we're pairing that with a wonderful piece by William Billings, who a lot of people consider the first native composer to the United States. It's a piece called Lamentation Over Boston, and it's a parody of Psalm 137 that has to do with the occupation of Boston by the English in the 1770s. So it's a nice pairing for the Palestrina.
Home being threatened.
Exactly.
And you're closing the program with a work by one of the best-known contemporary American choral composers, Stephen Paulus.
That's right. I wanted to end the program with something that would explore this idea of home. And this is a lovely setting by Stephen Paulus of a 19th century American hymn called The Road Home. It's very simple, it's very straightforward, and it's just gorgeous.
And as many people might know, Stephen Paulus suffered a stroke.
Correct.
Last summer in June, I believe. And this is really a great way to pay tribute to him while he recovers.
Yeah, and I think everybody who's doing Paulus's music right now is sending good wishes to him and his family.
Right. The season is going to be ending later this spring.
Correct.
With an unusual program. Give us a little preview of it.
Right. The one that we're doing in May is called Choral Olio. And since I've had Quintessence, I've had such fun coming up with themed concerts that I decided to give myself a break from that. So we're just going to do a tremendous variety of music that I just really, really like. And then we also have something up our sleeves that will allow the audience to help us to select the program.
Interactive concert.
Exactly.
Matthew Greer leads Quintessence, Choral Artists of the Southwest, in A Sense of Place, Saturday at 5 at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, and Sunday at 3 at St. John's United Methodist Church. For tickets to the Albuquerque concerts, go to quintessence-abq.com or call 672-8863. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer. It's always a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.